Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're really, really, really well. Let me tell you the songs I've played. I am discombobulated this morning. Various reasons, actually. I drove in this morning. I didn't ride in, and I will tell you why. Because I have to be back at my house by 10 potentially to fill a skip. All right. I might have mentioned filling a skip yesterday. Can't remember. I should get an intern who can sit across from me and when I say things like, oh, I might have mentioned that yesterday, they can have a nod or shake their head or do a thumbs up or a thumbs down or shrug. They can gesture is a quicker way of saying what the intern could do. So if you fancy being an intern on the last three of these shows, then feel free. Feel free to be an intern in the space of your own home. Anyway, I have to be back for that, and then I play football on Tuesday afternoons. So I was like, I don't want to use up all my pump juice, which weirdly is what I've decided to call energy. I don't want to use up all my pump juice riding a bike and filling a skip and then not have enough left to control the game for the full 90 minutes. Anyway, these are the songs that... So, yes, I've driven in, which I think means that I am less awake than I normally am, because normally, every other day, I've ridden in and I've arrived flooded with endorphins. Whereas this morning, I've driven in and I've arrived sleepy and sad. So, let me tell you... And I've not had my coffee yet. Have a listen to this. That's the sound of me grinding my coffee. Can't wait to have a crack on that. Apparently, it tastes of guava, cocoa nibs, and ripe. Ripe. This tastes ripe. I've always thought of that as being a bad thing. I've always thought of that as being a... You know when someone goes, oh, that smells ripe. I think that is more commonly said about like a rancid fart than a lovely plum. Anyway, these are the songs that I've played so far. The most recent one was Grey Tickle's Black Pressure by John Grant. Before that was Time Machine by Jeffrey Lewis with Jack Lewis on City and Eastern Songs. Before that was The First Few Desperate Hours by The Mountain Goats. And before that was You Woke Me Up! Exclamation mark by Andrew Bird from the album Useless Creatures. All right. So there we go. I might, what I might do is pop a song on, get me coffee, and then, why not? Let's have a listen to this. Okay, so I've still not had my coffee, but I have now made my coffee. I just want to allow you to... Hang on, I'm just going to tighten that knob so I can point that more directly at my mouth. Oh, you what? Cheeky? That's what she said. Is it? No, can't be. Hang on. I can't get the angle on it. Right, okay, there we go. So that was Florida Da by Animal Collective. Before that was Hot Boys, spelt with a Z. So H-O-Z-T. No, it's spelt with a Z at the end of boys. Just having fun with language. That's by Cassio Tone for The Painfully Alone, featuring Dear Nora. And before that was Fancy Man by Devendra Banhart. So there you go. Now, because I drove in rather than rode my bike in, a couple of things happened. Firstly, I saw a bus, like a minibus that is very battered, that I saw, I think the first three or four days of riding in, I saw it at roughly the same point on the journey. It's in motion, it's not parked. that would be less noteworthy as a coincidence. Every day I drive along the same route and every day I see the same thing. That's not a story. That's not a story worthy of the name. Anyway, I stopped seeing it. I mean, I'm not sure that this is going to massively outstrip that story, but we'll see. I stopped seeing it because I started riding down Rosendale Road rather than Croxted Road, because Croxted Road was busy and therefore less fun for me to ride down. So I started riding down Rosendale Road, which is a lot quieter. Anyway, seeing that van this morning was like seeing an old friend. Yep, so I guess there's not enough really in that to warrant the telling of it. But I wouldn't have known just by thinking about it, would I? I had to plod my way through it. Anyway, the other thing that happened is there was a CD in my car. So I was like, oh, I can play something off a CD, which is the first time I've done that, certainly in this series of shows. So that's quite exciting. So I'm going to play a song that is 5 minutes and 53 seconds long. I think it's the one I think it is, it's pretty beat heavy. Hang on a second. Yeah, it's the one I think it is. It's pretty beat heavy. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pop that on. I'm going to drink my coffee. And then I'll probably play a couple of short ones after this one. And by that time, oh, well, certainly by that time, I won't accidentally be saying Stime when I'm trying to say time. I'll make you that promise. Make you that promise. Oh, I did a gig last night, and a man came up to me afterwards, and he was a bit tiddled, and he did say, "I'm a bit tiddled." He didn't say tiddled. He said drunk, I think. Not everyone's as creative with the lingo as me, and I really can't hold that against them. It's like the world's best juggler being cross with someone for dropping a plate. They're doing their best, Daniel. They're doing their best. Anyway, he came up to me, and he was a bit drunk, and he said, can I ask you about your speech impediment? And I was very tired. and I was like, yeah, all right, yeah, yeah. And he said, is it worse in stressful situations? And I was a bit like, I mean, yes, it is. But then what isn't? That's the nature of a stressful situation. There are very few things, you know, be they physical or psychological, that are eased by stress. Anyway, I said, it gets worse when I'm tired or when I'm, sort of nervous about something. And he said, right, well, I am a solution... What did he say? I'm a solution-focused hypnotherapist. And as somebody said after he left, I mean, you would hope all hypnotherapists were solution-focused. But I guess what he meant was, I'm not one of the naughty ones that makes people eat an onion and think it's an apple. I once saw a hypnotist at a May ball. So at Cambridge and Oxford University, and I imagine at all universities, they have a May ball. But my ex-agent was an ex-student of Cambridge, I think, so I had various contacts there. So when I first started out doing stand-up comedy, I'm a comedian. I am. No, you shut up. When I first started out, I got a lot of work at Cambridge University May balls, which were an absolutely foul atrocity of an evening. But quite exciting in that you'd stay up all night and then you'd come home in the morning and try and sleep even though the birds were out and about. What a thrilling time to be alive. Anyway, one of those balls at about 3 o'clock in the morning had a hypnotist on in a tent, and he said, now look, I'm not one of those ones. I'm not one of those ones that'll make you eat an onion and think it's an apple. I'm not going to make anyone take their clothes off or anything like that. No one's going to get humiliated. We're going to build an orchestra together because I am the Dreamweaver. And when he said Dreamweaver, that song came on, Dreamweaver, and he said it a few times, and it always came on. And I guess that's something that I remember. All right, let's have some beats. I'll have my coffee, and we can see how we do in about 8 minutes. Do you know what? I nearly stopped that one before, about a minute before it ended. I was a bit like, all right, I think I get it. Which is very disrespectful, isn't it, to your song? But I was also aware that I'd played like three songs that sounded certainly not the same, but also not dissimilar enough to each other. I wasn't going to play that fourth one then anyway, because I'd never heard it before. I just liked its name. It's called Round Kick. I've got a pretty stringent playlisting policy on this show. That was called Round Kick, and the intern's nodding, and it's by The Embassy from the album it's from the album Sweet Sensation. Thank you. And before that was One Girl / One Boy by 3! In a row. And before that was All You've Got to Be When You're 23 Is Yourself, and that was by Free Cake for Every Creature. I mean, how are you not going to play that if you see that? And before that was Cheetah T2 brackets LD Spectrum close brackets by Aphex Twin. So there you go. That's all that. I was going to fade down that Round Kick song because I was like, okay, but then it did this bit. Hang on. That bit. Get ready. That bit, and I was like, oh, worth sticking around for. Good on you, guys. Good on you, The Embassy. So it's nearly 8 o'clock, isn't it now? God, time doesn't stop, does it? We'll all be dead in the blink of an eye. Come on, come on, everybody. It's time to sing along to the morning song. Come on, have your breakfast and sing along to the morning song. We'll all be dead in the blink of an eye. Try not to. I couldn't choose between making I rhyme with cry or try. We'll all be dead in the blink of an eye. That's very sad. You might want to cry, but it's no excuse to lay down and not try. I mean, guys, I mean, first and foremost, obviously, as you know, I'm a DJ. Secondly, I'm a comedian. Thirdly, though, I'm definitely a singer, I think, thirdly. Thirdly, a singer. Fourthly, a chef. Fifthly, a legend. Sixthly, a problem. In that order, and no other. All right. I've got very little going on at the moment. I swept some crazy paving yesterday. Huh? Well, I hope that puts your achievements in perspective. Oh, wallop! Stick that in your head through your ears. Get that in there. I love that song. I love that album. I don't care who knows it. You tell your friends. You tell anyone you meet today. Daniel John Kitson loves I Should Watch TV by David Byrne and St. Vincent from the album Love This Giant. Loves it. Loves it. And before that was Downtown by Petula Clark, and before that was Luckiest Guy on the Lower East Side by Magnetic Fields. I don't know if you remember Philip Schofield and Gordon Gopher in The Broom Cupboard playing... I think they did a sort of a campaign to get that song. I don't know. I can't remember what it was, but that's where I heard it. It's sort of like a refracted nostalgia, isn't it? Because I have a nostalgia for Philip Schofield playing that song on the television. But I think probably when he was playing it on the television, he was doing it in a sort of self-consciously nostalgic way, really. So, you know, that's the end of that sentence. Who else was in the broom cupboard? So I would think for Philip Schofield, Andy Crane, of course. There has to be others. Andy Peters, Philip Schofield, Andy Crane, Andy Peters. Any others? If you can think of any other mid to long term residents of the broom cupboard on BBC Children's Television, I guess in the early 90s? No, earlier probably, late 80s, early 90s. If you can remember any, please just feel good about yourself. You don't have to tell me. You certainly don't have to tell the people you're with. In fact, if you are with someone now, just look at them and don't tell them a thing you know. It's always good to encourage people to keep secrets from their nearest and dearest. That's assuming that you're with your nearest and dearest. You could be on a bus or a train, sat next to someone who smells of, and I hate to say this, poo and wee. All right. Well, that song, I Should Watch TV, by David Byrne and St. Vincent, that album where that's on, Love This Giant, I used that as playing music for a show. I can't remember which show it was, but basically I was listening to it all the time whilst I was writing the show, and so then it became the music that the audience would listen to when they came in to the theatre. And this next song is by Jens Lekman. It's called And I Remember Every Kiss. And the album that this is from, I played when the audience were coming in to a show in 2008. And my then technician, John Meggett from Scotland, he hated this album. He did not like it one jot. Anyway, I hope you... I mean, it's not the most high-impact introduction to a song, is it? I hope you don't hate this as much as John Meggett did. Actual song. That song, surprisingly, is called A Little Soul, and it's by Pulp. And I think I came in a little sharp on the end, actually. I should have just let that breathe. Sorry, guys, for not letting the end of A Little Soul by Pulp breathe. Before that was Swing Low Magellan by Dirty Projectors. Before that was Try Your Luck by Confidence Man from the album Confident Music for Confident People. And before that was I Remember Every Kiss by Jens Lekman, which had a swear word in it. So I am sorry, actually, about that. I'm mortified. I couldn't be more mortified if my trousers fell down when I was on a bus. Which is unlikely, because I don't know when the last time was that I got a bus. I don't think I'm too good for buses, guys. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying I'm too good for to ride on a bus. I'd definitely ride on a bus if it was the most convenient form of transport for me. But it isn't, so sorry about that. I know convenience isn't the only consideration that you should be... factoring into your transport decisions. You should also be thinking about the planet and our children and our children's children, but I don't have any children, and because of that my children that don't exist also don't have any children. So as far as I'm concerned, the planet ends with me, okay? So I have got a cold sore on the underneath of my nose, right? I don't want to make it too profoundly erotic at 8:27 in the morning, but I've got a cold sore on the underside of my nose, which is normally the best place to have a cold. Well, I mean, you know, it's normally a workable location to have a cold sore because the nose itself conceals it, right? And it can be mistaken as just a bit of shadow under the nose. However, my job, as I may have mentioned, is comedian. I mean, obviously, first and foremost, primarily, I'm a DJ, right? I put beats and melody back to back. I bring people up, I bring people down. I take you on a sonic journey, sure. That's my calling. But my job, the way I pay the B-boys, and by B-boys I mean bills, is standing on stage. So standing on, like, what is generally a raised, well-lit plinth. That I have found over the weekend gives people a sort of a really uninterrupted line of sight directly at the festering blister beneath my schnoz. So there you go. That's what I decided to tell you about in between songs just then. I once had... I once had a cold sore in my eye. I had ocular herpes. Oh yeah, one of the coolest things you can get. I'd had measles. I don't want you thinking I'm a sickly man. I'm not. I'm very robust, actually. Very robust health-wise, in spite of what my mum and my body would have you believe. I'm very robust health-wise. And I had measles, and I was trying to keep my temperature down. But, like, I live alone, right? And there are certain illnesses where you're like, it would be good to have someone here. That was probably one of them, really, because I would have liked a steady supply of sympathy and cool flannels. Once I had food poisoning, very bad food poisoning, caused by venison, I think. So, I mean, in many ways, you get the food poisoning you deserve. I remember passing out on the bathroom floor in all manner of fluid that I had produced, and and thinking to myself, this is good. It's really good that there's no one here, because if there was someone here, then they'd be like, okay, come on, let's get you up, let's get you comfy. And I was like, it's just good that I can lay here in my own. I mean, I'm very sorry if you're eating breakfast, but there's no other way of putting this. Fecal matter and vomit. It's just great I can lay here and fall asleep, and then I'll deal with it when I wake up, rather than having someone care for me. No, thank you. Anyway, I had a cold sore in my eye. It didn't look like a cold sore. You are picturing it wrong. I couldn't see a cold sore. It was just a sore eye, and I couldn't handle the light. And I went to, and by that I mean Jesus, I went to a doctor, and he was like, nah, you're probably fine. I went to an optician, and they were like, might be something, might not be, but you'll have to come back in a couple of days. But then the next day I had to go up to the Edinburgh Festival. And so I went up to the Edinburgh Festival, and I was going blind. I couldn't see things. I checked into my flat that I was going to stay in for the month, and my friend Tom had to sort of help me in because I couldn't really see. And then he said, oh, it's a nice flat. And then he said, there's quite a lot of big photographs of nude people on the walls. And I was like, is there? And there was. I just couldn't see any. And anyway, I then went to the eye hospital in Edinburgh, and the lady took some swabs from inside my eyes, which is as delightful as you imagine. And then she said, do you get cold sores at all? And I said, yeah, I had one up my nose quite recently. And she said, yep, you got one in your eye. So, if you can point me in the direction of a single other breakfast show in which that is even being hinted at, let alone discussed with such pointless length, then I will be both impressed and furious. Right, we're going to have a bit of Nick Drake. And then I did have something else lined up. But I guess I'll work out what it was when we've got this going. All right. Mm-hmm. Joanna Newsom. Joanna Newsom with clam, crab, cockle, cowrie. And before that was a song called I'm Tired by Bright Light Quartet, which is from Worried Now Won't Be Worried Long, Alan Lomax's Southern Journey 1959 to 1960, which I found because it's got this version of Worried Now Won't Be Worried Long on. Hang on.
Don't you say nothing while he's making the record.
Actually, I might play that. I think I am going to because it's really great. So hang on. In a minute, I'll play that and then I'll play something else because that's basically the point, isn't it? So that was I'm Tired by the Bright Lights Quartet. Before that was Feel the Lightning by Dan Deacon. I've never fully got into Deacon. And I feel like I should. I think because years ago someone said, you look like Dan Deacon. And I was like, well, I should enjoy his music then because we apparently look like each other. But I think he comes out worse of that comparison. I think if someone says to me, you look like Dan Deacon, I'm like, well, firstly, don't mock my impediment. And secondly, thank you. But I think if somebody says to him, you look like Daniel Kitson, he says, firstly, who? And secondly, how dare you? But I had a listen to that. I didn't mind it so much. That's staggering praise, isn't it? I didn't mind it so much, actually, that. And before that was Rider on the Wheel by Nick Drake, who is dead. Isn't he? He's one of the dead ones. We'll all be the dead ones, sooner or later. Anyway, I'm going to play this Worried Now Won't Be Worried Long by Sydney Carter. And then after that, I'm going to play... over the course of these shows, I've listened to a bit of Peggy, and I don't know how to say her surname. I should definitely research it, but it's spelled G-O-U. And I'm going to play another one of hers because I want to listen to it. And I'll tell you my problem, actually, guys, I will tell you my problem. I'm going to sound off. If you've got any children in the room, firstly, if they're not yours, then you need to... Anyway, and secondly, I'm going to be sounding off. So, I got some headphones. Oh, my God, this is so boring. I've just immediately lost all confidence in this as broadcastable content. And it's prime time now, isn't it? It's like 10 to 9. It's when everyone starts getting up. Everyone's like, oh, morning, I'll just have a listen to the last 10 minutes. And this is when I'm dog shit. Jesus, I'm sorry about the swearing. I'm really sorry about the swearing. Also, I'm sorry about the fact I just threw my pen at the desk. Anyway, my point is I got some Bose Bluetooth headphones and I was enjoying them very much. Then they stopped working. Anyway, about a week ago, I was walking through town, as is my right, and I saw a Bose shop and I went in and they did not like my vibe immediately. One man... like properly looked me up and down, like as though he was a character in a play and had to convey to a stupid audience that he did not approve of my attire. He properly looked me up and down, and then a lady was quite nice, and she was like, "Oh, well, you can just bring him in, and we'll swap him." And I was like, "Oh, have I not got to send him off?" And she was like, "No, no, you can just bring him in, and we'll." And we'll attempt a firmware update, and if that doesn't work, we'll swap them. And I was like, oh, mama, what a world! What a world! Anyway, yesterday I was going to meet my friend for some food, and one of my friends, actually, okay? And on my way there, I thought, I'm going to go to the Bose shop. So I ran back into my house and I got the headphones and I printed off a bank statement that proved that I had paid for them in November. And I got all the stuff and I went back in and then I was, you know, like it was all a bit tight, but I just about made it. And then I walked in and the same lady that had told me to bring them in and they replace them smiled at me in a way that I did not like and then said, no, you're going to have to send them off because we're out of stock. Oh, Oh, God, what a kick in the plums. Still.
Don't you say nothing while he making the record. And I'm worried now, won't be worried long.
So that was that. I really like that. And I'm going to play Travelling Without Arriving, original mix by Peggy Guorgao. And that'll be that. That'll take us to 9 o'clock, and that'll be that. The reason I was telling you about my headphones, I remembered, is because that means that I'm finding it hard to listen to music when I'm not here. Okay, so cut me some slack. Also, in other news, there's still no update on the Barnsley manager. All right, have a lovely Tuesday. Sorry. I said that very aggressively, but that is, I am aggressive when it comes to your happiness, all right? So just have a lovely Tuesday. Wrong song.